The first reading is a reading from the book of Sirach. Like a fire, there appeared the prophet Elijah, whose words were as flaming furnace. Their staff of bread he shattered. In his zeal, he reduced them to straits. But the Lord's word he shut. By the Lord's word, he shut up the heavens and three times brought down fire. How awesome are you, Elijah, for in your wondrous deeds, whose glory is equal to yours, who brought a dead man back to life from the netherworld by the will of the Lord, who sent kings down to destruction and easily broke their power into pieces. You brought down nobles from their beds of sickness. You heard threats at Sinai, at Horeb avenging judgments. You anointed kings who should inflict vengeance, and a prophet is your successor. You are taken aloft in a whirlwind of fire and a chariot with fiery horses. You are destined, it is written, in time to come, to put an end to the wrath before the day of the Lord, to turn back the hearts of fathers toward their sons, and to reestablish the tribes of Jacob. Blessed is he who shall have you have seen you, and who falls asleep in your friendship. For we live only in our life, but after death our name will not be such. O Elijah, enveloped in the whirlwind. Then Elisha, filled with the twofold portion of his spirit, wrought many marvels by his mere word. During his lifetime he feared no one, nor was any man able to intimidate his will. Nothing was beyond his power. Beneath him, flesh was brought back into life. In life, he performed wonders, and after death, marvelous deeds. The word of the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice, let the many isles be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Justice and judgment are the foundation of his throne. Rejoice in the Lord, all you just. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes round about. His lightnings illumine the world. The earth sees and trembles. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his justice, and all peoples see his glory. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. All who worship craven things are put to shame. Who glory in the things of naught, of gods are prostrate. All gods are prostrate before him. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see why we say the Lord's Prayer slowly, because Jesus told us not to babble or rattle on like the pagans. And so it's a relationship, it's just not a bunch of words. And if I ever get this book done in the Lord's Prayer, that I focus a lot on the way Jesus defines the prayer. Because after he teaches us this prayer, immediately he defines it, right? So we sit there and we say the prayer, and then we think about, well, what does Jesus mean by this? And we'll talk about that. But for today, it says, if you forgive others, your heavenly Father will forgive you. If you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you your transgressions. So again, C.S. Lewis said it very simply. We must forgive one another or be damned. Huh? And that's not for effect. You can go to communion every day. You can sit there and be holy hour in a holy hour in a chapel and spend an hour every day and be holy, holy, and look at how I go to communion and all that stuff. If you or I refuse to forgive someone, no matter how holy you look when you go to communion, you'll be in hell forever. Isn't that a nice thought? You like those things, huh? That's a terrible thought when we think about it, that I could be in eternal damnation forever if I am not forgiving. It's just that simple. So I got to be sitting there thinking, is there anyone in my life before I go to communion today, is there anyone in my life I have not forgiven? And if the answer is no, then you better forgive them before you come to communion today. And it's just very simple. Lord, I forgive them, and I ask you to forgive them. Very simple. Lord, I forgive them, and I ask you to forgive them. It's an act of the will. It's not a feeling. And so do that, and you won't be damned. But don't forgive, and you will. Nice thought. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.